The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at minostudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's minostudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I share tricks, tips, and techniques that will help skyrocket you, hopefully, to real estate investing success. So this is going to be the first update of what I call 1000 by 2020. My goal, my personal goal, is to own or control 1,000 units by the year 2020. And part of doing the Old Dogs REI Network is that I would share my experiences in trying to grow a real estate investing portfolio for my retirement, and in that, sharing my personal experience with you. In fact, you know, I kind of equate it to me being sort of like the lab rat, and I'm in, you know, some chemical laboratory, and they're injecting me with all these horrible poisons and everything, and they're learning a lot, though, in the process. And even though I may be dying, you guys will end up being very successful. So just learning from my mistakes. Okay, that's a really bad analogy. But anyway, hopefully the editor will wise up to it and cut that part out. But okay, so the idea is really that as I share my experiences, hopefully you'll learn, and as I make mistakes, I'll hopefully share all of those with you so that you can hopefully not make the same mistakes. So this is the first official 1000 by 2020 update number one. Okay, so as I mentioned, the goal is 1000 units by 2020 by doubling the number of units each year. Now I'm going to mention a lot of numbers in this, and I don't want that to distract you or throw you off, because what I'll try to do in the show notes is to actually post the numbers so you can see them for yourself. First part of this, I talk about owning slash controlling these units. My preference is to be able to own the units. But in order for that to happen, okay, I would have to generate enough equity in that property that 1 year later I would refinance it, be able to take that equity out, use that full amount to be able to purchase another or other properties that will, you know, help me to achieve the goal for that year. Now, it starts getting pretty substantial in the amounts there, so I don't know how feasible that will be. More than likely, there will be people that will JV with me, or a joint venture with me. There may be a syndication that we have to form, and then there'll be investors in that would participate in the purchase of the property. Either way, I should be the managing member, because I'll be the guy that finds the property and maintains it, grows it, and helps it to become profitable, but I may not have full ownership. So that's what I mean by owning, controlling. Preference is owning, but more than likely, as it gets into bigger numbers and more units, it may be and just a controlling interest at that point. Okay, so now that you guys know that, let me kind of give you a little breakdown on what I'm seeking to achieve here. 2014 is when I started this process. I was still living in Haiti at the time, and I bought three properties with inheritance funds that I had received. I bought a single family, a three-bedroom, two-bath, in Atlanta, Georgia, another single family in Memphis, Tennessee. I think it's also a 3-2. And then a duplex in Memphis. And I believe the duplex is a 3-1. So three bedrooms, one bath on each side. So that brought the number of units, okay, one single family, another single family, and a duplex, which is two units, for a total of four units by the end of the year, 2014. So 2015, what I should have done is looked at what I had at the end of 2014, which was four units, and purchased double that amount. So I had four at the end of 2014. 2015, I should have bought eight. Now, I only bought a duplex during that whole year in Indianapolis. Great purchase, and its worth has gone up considerably. It produces great cash flow, but that was it. That was the year we also moved from Haiti to Southern California. So it was a lot going on. It was kind of hard to really stay up on my investing at that time. So I closed out 2015 six units short of what I should have had. Now, again, end of 2014, closed with four units. Should have bought eight units, which would have brought me to a total of 12 by the end of 2015. But I, in fact, only had six at the end of 2015. Okay, so I'm six units short going into 2016 this year. Okay, but I'm still trying to stick to the numbers of the goal. So I'm looking at 12 units is what I have to double, okay, in order to close out 2016. Now, what I did purchase in 2016 was a 22 unit apartment in Indianapolis, and that 22 unit did great for to make up the what my short was for 2015, but it's not enough to really meet the 2016 goal. Okay, in fact, right now the year's not over, I still get roughly half of the year here, 6 months or so. I'm eight short of my goal of 36 units. Okay, so remember, I buy 24. Okay, that's doubling the end of 2015, and then it should bring my total to 36. So right now my total is 28 units. Okay, so that just kind of lets you know where I'm at. So I could just purchase eight, or I could seek out more. Some of the things I'm looking at now are 100 plus units, so I may accelerate the process, who knows. But right now I am six units short of the goal that I need to achieve by December 31st. Okay, so just skipping ahead, if I stay on track, 2017 I will buy 72 units, bringing my total to 108 on December 31st 17. 2018, I'll have to, again, I double that 108, which will means I have to buy 216, add that on the total for 324 units at close of 2018. Okay, 2019 that's the big boost, where I have 324 units. I've got to double that number, which means I'm going to have to buy 648 units. And that's it. That seems like a lot. But keep in mind, one of the neat things here is that as you go on, the more experience you get, the more you learn, the more your track record is better. And with a good track record, the banks, the investors, are more confident and more excited about getting involved with you. So keep in mind that 648 may seem like a lot right now, for a guy that has 28 units, but as the time builds up each year and you've got some good things going on, then it might not be that big a deal. And so the end of 2019, I'll have 972 units. So I'm only 28 units shy of my goal in 2020 of 1,000 units. So it's real attainable if you can get there. Okay. If not, if I, you know, if I'm a little bit shy or whatever at the end of 2019, I still have 2020, the whole year, to bring me to that 1,000 goal. So that's kind of what I'm working with. It is what I'm working with. And those are my goals that I'm trying to reach. You may have your own goals. And one of the things that I did for this, another thing I need to mention to you too, that's just the number of units. There's also the other part of it is, what is your income? And my goal is 150 per door, 150 US dollars each month per unit per door. So you can see, again, I have a spreadsheet that I'm looking at right now that kind of has that real clearly for me. I actually have a range. If I don't make 150, I have 100 per door and what that would yield. Then on the high end, if I do really well and I've got 200 per door, then I look at that. But each year, you'll see a significant increase in your monthly income. And with my example, it starts off year one making $400 a month. You can't survive on that, but luckily I'm in 2016, so we're at around $3,600 a month. 2017 be $10,000 a month. 2018 $32,000 a month. 2019 $97,000 a month. And then, you know, by the time I reach 2020, it'll be over $100,000 a month. So that's at 100 per door. That's on the conservative side. So I think this kind of gives you a good feel. And what I'd love to do, if you're interested, if you want, and it's totally up to you, if you want a copy of this little spreadsheet, I'd be happy to send it to you. And you could plug in your own numbers. You know, year one, I'll send it to you with somebody who only buys one property year one, two properties in year two, six properties in year. So it's a real conservative one. Now it takes a little longer to reach your goal, the idea is by year eight for sure you would be actually you're like 2,000 units. So you know you just have to add a few more. Probably year seven you could realistically reach the 1,000 unit, starting with only one property. So, okay, that's it. If you do want me to send you a copy of the spreadsheet, I'd be happy to. Just email me at bill@olddogsreinetwork.com. Okay. And of course, dogs is spelled DAWGS. So it's bill@olddogsreinetwork.com. And I'll be happy to send you this little spreadsheet. And you can plug in your own numbers and play with it and see. You know, maybe you'll do 10 a start off with 10 a year or what have you. And you can just see how the numbers are reflected, not the income numbers, but the unit numbers as well. So anyway, that's it for today. First update. I hope to share more details about the property in Indianapolis on my next update, so I can talk more about specifics, also mistakes that I make too. And also I can share plenty of mistakes in some of these earlier properties that I purchased as well. So, and the good stuff, not just the mistakes, but the successes too. Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate your listening. If you get a chance, you know, would love for you to go to iTunes and subscribe and rate and review the program. That just helps us to reach more people out there that are looking to use real estate investing as a means to be able to have a great retirement. So thank you so much. Keep on moving forward, guys, and God bless.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses. Because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.